got important business going on. Aaron Awen, you want to come? Want to go to the nursery? Well, I don't have a long message today with the baby dedication and all of that. You should be thankful. I planned for that. See there? God is working in my life. So in the next hour and a half, if I can have your attention, I'm teasing. But I want to cover something that's very quick. So let's say hi to our online crowd. God bless you guys. So good for you to be with us today. Most of you have already known this. This is not any news, but just not very long ago, our brother Jerry Savelle went to be with Jesus, who he's been with us a couple times, and we actually had him scheduled again. And I imagine the time he's having now in heaven with the Lord. But I just want prayers especially out to the family and all of what they're doing. He just really was a wonderful man. I got to spend some time with him, and really, in just the short time I've had with him, he was very impactful. So I want to talk about this, and the reason I mention that is because in one of our luncheons that we had, we talked about just making right decisions. How many would like to make right decisions every time? I mean, we could all say yes. And making strong right decisions. Well, I mean, one that's a quality one that you make. So those are, we all know what those are. I'm going to just define that just a little bit. Important decisions, not just any, ones that carry weight, ones that you know will last a while, ones that will change maybe the current way you're heading, change what you're living, change maybe your household, something that you're doing that's different, not ones like Coke or Pepsi, biggie size that, grande or full, if you go to Starbucks. I still get those messed up every time I go. Kim has to repeat everything she wants because it's almost a foreign language. Whip, latte, non-fat, no, whatever. Okay. It's not Heinz or Hunt's. Those questions, I think, are, you know, those are fine, but, you know, those are important, weighty ones. And some small decisions we make over time do make big differences, right? So I understand that. So I'm not discounting small things that will eventually make a change. But I'm talking about right now just weighty kinds that are quality ones that, you know, like, I got to make this right now. Ones that there's no turning back. If I'm going to make this, I've got to go. If you're driving down and you're like, you go this way or go that way, you make that decision and you really can't change it once you start on that route unless you have to turn around and backtrack. But weighty ones, ones that you're not going back. Sometimes they're not always easy, are they? But you could still have a peace about them. Sometimes you know, say you have to make a decision, you have to talk to someone. You don't really want to talk to them. I mean, it's not like you don't like talking to them, but there, you know, maybe there's been something, and but you still got to do it. But you have a peace about it, so it's a decision that you're going to carry out. And many times, I know for me, it's sometimes I don't doubt the decision because I know it's the right thing to do. You ever have that? I know that's the right thing to do, but sometimes I doubt, can I carry it out or stay with it? And I'm the only one that raised their hand. That's nice. Rod, help me out. Wave at me, Rod. Yeah. It's Rod. He points at her. She probably, yeah, she understands. But most of these kind of decisions I'm talking about, they're not just ones that are knee-jerk. It's not a down-the-aisle decision. It's not one that was made. You had some thought behind it. It's a positive decision in agreement with God and in alignment with His Word. That's the big thing there. If you're looking at a decision, let's get it lined up with the Word of God. Deuteronomy 30, 19, I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you that I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose life that both you and your descendants may live. The choose part is implied for you and me. Therefore, we have to choose life. Well, you don't have to, but it would be pretty silly to not choose life. We have the power of choice, the power to make that quality decision, the power to turn the ship, so to speak. I don't know about you, but sometimes we have gone in the wrong direction, and you know you go in the wrong direction, but you have the power of choice to turn it around. Let me explain. I'm just going to make it as easy as I can. I'm in the process of losing some weight now. That's why I really don't like the, if I was thinner, I would like the jacket a lot better. But it says to me, do not try to button me. I can, but it might be dangerous for the first three or four rows. If you know what I mean. I don't know. It's not that bad. But I mean, so I have dropped a little bit of weight. I have more to go. But I'm just trying to make this as easy as I can. Okay, I lost 65 pounds in a little over 4 months before. Now, before I was pastoring, I was a bodybuilder. It's not like I don't know how to do it. It's just making those decisions. Are you with me? So I struggled sometimes because you ever hit those, you're going right along and you hit a plateau. You know what a plateau is? You're doing all the right things and you get on the scale and the scale doesn't say you lost anything. And you're like, this is stupid. I watched my whole family devour pizza and I ate lettuce and it, you know what I'm saying? So you're just like, oh, I get it. Sometimes it was like right before you set these little goals. So we aren't we people that it's hard to see the big picture? You know, I'm 65 pounds, but if I lost it 10 pounds at a time, it was easier to go, oh, 10 pounds. Oh, I only got to do that six more times. Yes, or whatever. So, you see a small goal, but right before you hit the goal, sometimes I would just plateau. Now, anybody else in here besides me has probably never dieted and has no idea what I'm talking about. Quiet crowd today. I don't know. But I think it's happened to all of us. Have you ever got on the scale one day and you have lost 2 or 3 pounds and you're like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And you get on the next day and you've done nothing different. You've done everything right and you're up a half pound. Something's wrong with our scale, honey. So what do we do in this situation? And I'm just using this as an example because many people can relate. We have to get the Lord involved in some of our decision making. And when you do, he starts showing you things that you could do to break that plateau or to break that block. He may show you or tell you why. You make a quality decision. You know, for me, I'm just like, I don't get it because, God, I am not eating hardly. I mean, I've cut my carbs way down. I'm not eating sugar. I'm da da da. And what is going on? And he might share some things with you. And then you find out, well, maybe I'm eating too late. I'm just telling you what he tells me. I wasn't really hungry, but because it was, I grew up with the Clean Platers Club when I was a kid. And you know, you just ate at supper time. I couldn't tell my mom I wasn't hungry because that wasn't going to work. I wasn't going to get down until she made me eat everything on my plate. Thus, I mean, if you're not hungry, you know, but I live with a small eater. You know, PK, she doesn't eat a whole lot at one sitting. Now, I have seen her put away some pizza if it's Tubby's. Just saying. I've seen her put away some. Now, Mallory, she's kind of the same way, unless it's Mexican food. That girl, she might be little, but she can put away some Mexican food. But anyways, you know, God would show me things like, this is what you're doing. It's not necessarily bad, but it's why you're not seeing results. You've been snacking, and you're doing it here and here. Cut that out, you'll see results. So then I'd have to tell myself, I'd make this up in my mind. Somebody would say, hey, can I offer you this? I might say something like this, no snack you, which is kind of tongue-in-cheek, but yet it's telling me, remember your decision. Now, that doesn't mean I never can have a snack. It means that if I want to make this decision to get past this plateau or past this, I might have to make a change. Are you with me? Okay. Sometimes we have to make decisions with our health or with our finances. We have to curb our spending, so to speak, or maybe it's something else. That decision, if you're asking the Lord, what he tells you can help you succeed, obviously, if we obey that. So let me ask you, what's God been leading you to do? What's the one thing you've been wavering about? Isn't it time to say, I'm going to make a right decision? Stand strong and make that decision. Don't look back in a way that pleases God. I'm going to give you three quick steps to standing strong and making the right decision. Here's our first one. Find out the will of God. You need to know what God's will says. You need to know what the Bible says. What does God say about what you're doing? Do you have a concordance in your Bible? If you have one in the back, you can look things up and you can find, just ask him when you're praying, God, give me a lead on what you want me, what's the road you want me to take? Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you. And being a priest for me, because you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children. That sounds pretty strong, but what he's saying, if you don't have any knowledge, you don't have any understanding or way of what you're fighting against or how to win. You don't take a squirt gun to a to a knife fight or, you know, I mean, you need to have the right tools. Standing strong, making right decisions, is and having no regrets. Here's what I'm going to do, and I'm doing this, you know, for such and such a time or for this time. I'm not going to be sorry about it. I have fruit from it, and you can see results because it's made with the Word of God invested in that. God, what does your Word say about this? How can I, what am I fighting? Well, you don't know, Brett, this is what I do. You might not deal with things like I deal with things. If I was fasting, people said, when you're fasting, are you hungry? Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, I'll make a quality decision that instead of the enemy tempting me with food, I'll go make the food and not eat it. Just because I'm going to get up in his face. I'll do whatever the Lord is wanting me to do. That might be not you, but that might be me. There may be something. What is it that God is leading you to do? Because if you don't know the Word of God, this is a biggie. You're not going to make the best decision. Your decision could be based on carnal or flesh. But what if God says, do this, and he shows you something, a scripture to stand on, something that you believe you could do. Maybe, you know, like, God, I want you to help me with my finances. People tell me that all the time. I need finance. But yet God has got in his Word, he put the law. It's been there since the beginning of time, seed time and harvest. If you understand sowing and reaping, it will work for you, and you will be blessed. But if you refuse to give back to the Lord because you're thinking, oh, he wants to take something from me, he's trying to get stuff to you. He wants you to be a funnel to show people how good the kingdom of God is. So you got to get into the Word. Find scripture that speaks to you. What's God saying to you? What word are you standing on? You don't want to be out of debt. Okay. Find some word that does that and believe and then say, okay, how does that happen? Have a plan. Have a strategy. Number two, listen to the Spirit. Isaiah 30, 21, your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it, whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left. Once you make the quality decision, you've got God involved in it. This was a little tougher for me, and sometimes maybe it is for you too. Don't be so eager to share it with everybody. We put all of our laundry on Facebook. A lot of people do. Whether it's good, bad, or ugly, they put it out there. Or, you know, our intentions. And it's okay. It's good to have good intentions. I get it. But for me, how many times have you started a new diet and told everybody about it? And as soon as Monday rolls around, you've already broken it. You've been off of it, or you blew it, or, you know, I've started stuff and people show up and go, hey, got this pizza for us to eat. You know what my favorite food is? So then you go, I can't eat that right now or whatever. I mean, sometimes those decisions are tough. But it's true, isn't it? Sometimes we share everything. This is what I'm going to do. And it's okay if you feel the leading of the Lord to do that, but I would share it with just few friends that are close, that have your back, that you can trust, that can help maybe keep you accountable. Kim helps me with this a lot. This is what she's told me. She said, you don't have to tell everybody what you're doing. Because don't you, we kind of want to find somebody to chime in and go, oh, I want to do that too, or I'm doing that, or oh, yeah, that's great. And it is. But she said, let them see the results. Let me just give you an example. I just called Jack yesterday. Jack, how much weight have you lost? 33 pounds. And Melinda, she just beats it right up. No, she doesn't. No, she doesn't. That's just this. She chases you around the house. We'll go with that one. Well, Melinda and Jack, those lovebirds. But anyway, 33 pounds. And, you know, but see, I had something in common because I'm starting to drop weight. And I could see Jack had lost. And so I said, how much have you been? So he told me. And so I called him. I said, hey, tell me again what you're doing. And here's the reason I'm asking. Am I going to do everything he's doing? No, because I'm not Jack. But he may have a nugget or something that inside me will go, boing, I could do that. That I think that might work. I don't have to do that. Do you understand what I'm saying? But I'm not just going to everyone. And I have done that before to my own detriment. So what I'm saying is listen to the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit guide you. And I love Jack. I've known Jack for years. And I celebrate his success. And I love Melinda. They've been with me for years. And so, you know, I was comfortable to be able to go and talk to him. And that's great. So listen for God's voice. Pray in the Spirit. And this is where a lot of us, we miss it on so many things. But this one is a big one. And Pastor Gary would even say this. You need to pray in the Spirit. Because when you pray in the Spirit, the Bible says, and there's very few things I do perfectly, but the Bible says that you can pray in the Spirit, you pray perfectly. Wow. And the enemy cannot understand what you're saying. Miracle number two. And if we believe we pray and he hears us and we're praying his will because we've got the Bible involved in this now, we have what we pray. Bingo, miracle number three. So we put all of these together and we are just listening. And sometimes when I pray in the Spirit, I don't always get the answer when I'm praying right then. It might be when I'm mowing the yard and then something all of a sudden, boing, or I see something. It's more of a vivid picture or whatever. I really don't, whenever the Lord wants to give it to you, but the very fact is the connection is there. So pray in the Spirit. He's going to tell you what to do. He'll tell you the things, hey, change this, tweak this. You know, this is what I thought, because, you know, trying to watch carbs, I'm like, ooh, and I love pizza, cauliflower pizza. And I said something to Jack, ooh, cauliflower, because you could eat, there's a company that makes cauliflower crust pizza. You wouldn't hardly know it was cauliflower crust if you're eating them. But if you do the carb count on there, it is lower, but we'll fool ourselves because, like, I could eat that pizza and then go, I don't understand why I'm not losing weight. It's not that much lower. How about this? Go to a famous restaurant that makes sandwiches that takes two hands to handle. You can have it your way there. Hold the pickle, hold the lettuce. Special orders don't upset us. You can get an impossible. Do you know the calorie count from the regular Whopper to the Impossible Whopper is guess how many? It's about 50 calories left or less. I'm thinking, really? For 50 calories, baby, I should be eating the real thing. I'm like, what my? If I'm going to have that going through my blood, it needs to be going, excuse me, pardon me. However you want to slice all this, what is working? So ask God. I mean, you just figure some things out, and he can fine-tune your strategy so that you get past your plateau. Whether it's, I'm not just talking weight loss. I'm talking whether it's finances or just prayer answers or whatever that is, peace as you pray and just fulfillment and joy. Here's our last one. Finish the job, Isaiah 57, 50 verse 7, not 57. For the Lord God will help me, therefore I will not be disgraced, therefore I have set my face like flint and know that I will not be ashamed. Get your thoughts on God. Get your speech on God. Remember, faith is voice activated. I've taught you that. So get all of that active, going in the right direction. And here's the last thing. Get your actions to line up with your thoughts and your mouth. Did you catch it? I'm going to put all of these together. I'm going to put what I'm thinking on this. Do you think God doesn't care about, if it's a concern to you, God wants to help you. That simple. If it's important to you, it's important to him. So if I can get him involved, and that's our issue in almost anything as believers, we try to do everything ourselves. We forget how much we really, and that's all God wants. You need me. That's what he's saying. Just trust me. That's how things happen when I start trusting God in the kingdom instead of the world earth curse system. Trusting God in things that don't seem to make sense in the world. Giving that amount or doing this. But if God said it, he's behind it, then I'm going to get my mouth on it and I'm going to get my actions in obedience to that and I will have the fruit therefore. And then people will come up and go, how did that happen? And you just point to the Lord. I want to keep moving forward. I want to keep going in the direction he wants me to go. I want to set my face. I don't know if like Flint or whatever. I mean, get my mind. God, this is, you know, and God will back you. He'll cover you and he'll walk with you. I've told this story over and over again, but I love it. And this is what this reminds me of. You remember Shammah. If you look up in the Bible, Shammah, he's in there a couple times, but the Bible talks about lentils, but I'm just to make it quicker, it's just like peas. And their farm was just getting raided by the Philistines. They just came and take everything. And he had had enough. And he just stood out in the middle of this field. If you remember, not that many weeks ago, I had that big staff. This is what I'm talking about. Set your face. God, this is what you want me to do? Okay. Let's do it. And you just get your mind set on the things of God. Because if you don't have knowledge, that's going to work against you. And the enemy will keep you away from the word. But you get the word inside you and you start meditating on that word. You know what meditating? I have people tell me this. I don't know how to meditate. Yes, you do. No, I don't. Yes, you do. Do you worry? Oh, I worry all the time. Then you know how to meditate. Because that's what that is. But now just change that. Cast that to the Lord. Father, thank you for the plan. Thank you, God. And then start seeing, I start picturing, Lord, what is it? Whether it's weight loss or whether it's financial prosperity, whatever that is, start believing God for it. But I'm going to get my mind on it. I'm going to get my mouth on it. And I'm going to be careful who I put my mouth on. I'm not going to tell everybody everything because not everybody receives it. And you don't need to fight that. You got enough battles without trying to convince everybody else, right? So just keep things close. If you need to tell a few people, tell the people that you need to tell. If God says announce it to everybody, well, then I guess you can announce it to everybody because if he wants you to, go ahead. That's fine. But you're going to get your mind on it. You're going to get your mouth on it. Then you're going to do it. You're going to put it in place. And that's just like, I'm not moving. I'm not moving. This is what he told me to do. I'm standing. I'm staying. I will see this through. And my friends, you will have the fruit of everything we've been talking about. Now, I don't know where you're at, but that's what you and God are going to figure out. He knows where you're at. You're at a stalemate. You're at a sticking point. I just gave you a real three easy steps to get unstuck. Easy to say. It's not always easy to carry out, but you've got to have the commitment. Think about it. I'm going to make a quality decision. You know what that means? When I started losing that 65 pounds, let me just tell you, and I can remember because he brought me back to that just in the last couple days. I got all kinds of opportunity. Here, just taste this. Here, try this. And I was just like, not right now. Not right now. Oh, you got to have some. And if I had already made that decision, I would just say no. Put it in the freezer. I'll eat it in about 5 months. You know, whatever. But, I mean, because I'm like, I got to keep the mark. You know what I'm saying? Because if I make it gray, pretty soon I forget where the mark is. So in some things, I'm just talking to myself, but you guys are just here on the talk, okay? So I'm working on it, and I know that you have things that you're working on. I'm going to believe God with you. I don't know what it is. I don't have to know, but I know that anything God's involved in is successful, for sure. You get him involved in whatever you're dealing with, you will succeed. You believe him, take him at his word, get your mind on it, Get your mouth on what the word says, and then get your actions to follow that. You're going to see great results. Would you bow your heads, close your eyes, please? Heavenly Father, with every head bowed, every eye closed.